Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Jay. I'll talk to you earlier. So I can call you back in an hour and see if you are able to conduct the survey with me. It's not going to take that long, ma'am. And you're
okay. Yeah, how long?
You'd be my first one, believe me, ma'am, that I talk to.
Nobody
believe
else talking
me, ma'am.
To
I'm not lying to you. But are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
I am.
Okay. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S.
March
Senate. Between Congressman Colin Arre and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay. Next, please tell me if you have a favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk. What's your opinion of him? Favorable, unfavorable?
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
I don't know.
No opinion, you can let me know. So we can
no
follow.
Opinion.
Okay.
No opinion on him.
How about Roland Gutierrez? Do you have an opinion about Roland Gutierrez, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't. I don't have an opinion on him.
And how about Colin Arred?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And Victoria Neve Criado? Do you have an opinion?
I don't.
Okay. And how about Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Favorable. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. And how about Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Nathan Johnson?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. And how about Planned Parenthood, the organization? Do you have any?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon? Favorable or unfavorable?
Again, I don't know the name.
And how about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very
favorable.
Or somewhat?
Very.
Very favorable. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. In a Democratic primary for this Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote
Ginsburg.
For if you have to choose? Thank you.
At this moment, without having done more research on Simon, who honestly I'm just not that familiar with, at this moment, I would say Ginsburg.
Okay, so
if the vote were held today.
Thank you. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Now, is the local control, like the state Republicans preempting local laws and grow control, zoning, and worker rights? Or it would be the issue of guns, a sensible gun sales laws requiring red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying an assault-style weapons, or it would be the issue of education. The Governor Abbott voted a plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. Or it would be the issue of voting rights and restrictions on voting, election denial, and a threat to democracy. Or the issue of abortion in Texas. The Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Which would be the issue the Democratic candidate to address? To be most
all of the above. Should we pick one of those? I would say every one of those would be an issue that would impact my vote.
Yeah, but just for the sake of research, if you have to pick
one.
Oh,
Lord.
Abortion, voting rights, education, guns, or local control?
Right now, I guess it would be between abortion and guns in terms of a number one, but they would all five be critical in terms
Understood,
of my
ma'am.
Vote.
Hey, what is the next most important issue? The local control, the state Republicans are preempting local laws and grow control on zoning and working rights or the guns or the education or the voting rights. If you have to pick a second one, you say it would be the guns, right, after the abortion?
I guess, yeah. I mean, as I said, these would all be issues that would be important to me, but I also think that most of the candidates that I support would feel the same way. So I don't think this is going to be a close call. But I understand you're just filling out a survey, so I would say that would be number two.
I know it's more complicated than what it sounds like. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary out of Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long story of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Which would be the candidate? In general, the type of candidate.
I would say, based on the way you've asked the question, the one who has the best chance of beating him.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion one way or the other. Okay, here's the first statement. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Is that, will that definitely make you vote for it, probably, or will have no impact on your vote?
No, if that was a position, I would say yes, that would have a strong impact.
So definitely vote for it?
Yes, well, okay. Definitely.
Oh, probably.
In terms of, not a question of would I vote for her, it's a question of, would that be an issue that I would support, that if
right.
that was her position? You've got me at a disadvantage because I'm not really very familiar with Jasmine Simon. So.
Oh, that's okay, man. Believe me, it's all right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters.
And
if you have no answer, you let me know, okay, so we can move on. I appreciate your patience, though. Now, Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Now, with that statement, would make you definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does have no impact on your vote one way or the other?
Probably.
And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner on one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of the America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Is that statement make you definitely vote, probably vote, or no? That's no impact on your decision?
Probably.
And Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and business. Definitely, probably, or does no impact on your vote?
I would say definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the Wildlife Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or that's no impact on your vote?
No, we'd probably have no impact.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely for vote for her? Probably vote for, or does not impact on your vote?
Probably.
In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. The same question. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
If she were the candidate, definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek path to legal immigration. is that will make you definitely vote for it, probably, or does no impact?
I'm sorry. Could you just say that again?
Yes.
You lost me. I've got two things going on here.
Okay,
lost me halfway through. Sorry on that.
No problem. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with the history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people see a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Definitely.
And Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expand mental health background checks. Same question. Definitely, probably, no impact.
Definitely.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter with broad appeal to Democrats needed to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact.
Probably.
Okay. And Jasmine is a self-made success. The child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard and giving others a shot of living an American dream. Would that definitely make you vote for it? Probably no impact.
No impact.
Okay. And Jasmine and her husband had raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your vote.
I'm sorry, she's raised her kids in the Park City, is that what she said?
That's what it says, ma'am, and I'm required to.
It wouldn't have any impact on my dad.
And Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Would that make you definitely vote for it? Probably, or no?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, we're almost done. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is respected a Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Now, Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
I can't say because I'm, you know, everything you just ticked off about Simon, I agree with, but I'm pretty sure Ginsburg has the same things. I would have to.
No problem.
I'm not trying to not answer your question, but I know more about Ginsburg and have voted for her previously, and I'm just not as familiar with Simon, although everything you've ticked off I agree with, but
yes.
I don't know that the other candidate doesn't have the same positions, and there might be other factors that would factor in.
Understood. So should I record your answer as that you have no opinion, so we can move on, or you want
to? Yeah,
just say
no opinion, because I can't tell you right now the specific answer to your question.
That's okay, ma'am. And next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Please rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. Okay, here's the first one. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County. We definitely vote against, probably against, or doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Vote against, probably, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, and Jasmine's husband is a lawyer who is going to contribute money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Would that make you definitely vote against, probably, or does it matter?
Maybe against. That would be a big deal.
Definitely or probably?
I would say almost definitely.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108 in 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Would that statement make for against, probably, definitely, or it doesn't matter?
I'm sorry, you lost me right in the middle of that one. I thought I had you, and then you're going to have to tell me that one again. Sorry.
Of course. Liz Ginsburg, a losing record, shows that she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108 in 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. And there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against a Republican today. Definitely vote against, probably, or does it matter?
If that's true, probably.
Probably, okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters and the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Is that statement will make you vote against? Definitely, probably, or doesn't matter?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. I mean, these are statements you're going to hear during the campaign. Now, we're almost done. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
I'm sorry. I'm
we can move
I can't
on.
Do, just move on. I can't tell you that based on just, you know, the things you've ticked off. I would have to do a deeper dive to tell you who I would vote for today.
And that's very smart, ma'am. Now, lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, would you say is the one most, I'm sorry, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? If you can pick one issue that they should be fighting for, in your opinion, what would be that one issue? I know you have a lot of issues in your mind, but if you can pick one.
I'll stick with abortion.
Abortion. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. Now, just a few questions for classification purpose only so we can finish, okay? Okay, here we go. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I'm a college graduate.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Thank you. And which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African-American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, white, Caucasian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. I really thank you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.